Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, and we will be starting today's reading in verse 10 and ending both this chapter and book on verse 24. In this devotional series, we will be going over the letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 10, a final word: be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. And pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysterious plan that the good news is for Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him, as I should. To bring you up to date, Tychicus will give you a full report about what I am doing and how I am getting along. He is a beloved brother and faithful helper in the Lord's work. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are doing and to encourage you. Peace be with you, dear brothers and sisters, and may God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you love with faithfulness. May God's grace be eternally upon all who love our Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, that was Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 through 24 inches, the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of text we just read a little more in depth. God has empowered us to stand up to attack. We have faith, salvation, and righteousness as a defense against accusations. We don't have to believe the lies thrown against us. We have the Word of God and prayer to fight back with God's presence and truth, always in hopes of winning over those who would seek to hurt us. Our battle is not against people. We are in a spiritual battle. We have the armor of God so that we can stand strong. Often, when we are under spiritual attack, we pull back from the battle. Satan doesn't need to destroy us, just get us out of the fight. If we crumble under the attack, he has done his job. Paul was in prison but still writing and doing God's work. He was not defeated, even when on trial for his life. We have the strength in Christ to stand up, stay in the battle, and overcome. When the attacks come, put on his armor and stand strong. God is with us. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What spiritual battles are you fighting right now? Look back over the list Paul gives. Are there any, quote, holes, end quote, in your armor? How can others help support you while you are in the battles? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.